Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Livuka njani izilukandaba olamukela emsakazweni we studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ziku 50 2021 uChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, isiphathamandla sebandla le MDCT umnumzana Khaliphani Phukeni uke wavalelwa ngamapholisa ejotsholo ngeviki edluleyo, uthi bakhona abafuna ukumbulala.
Hayi, ngizibonele lami first hand ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bahlupheka kanjani ngaphansi kwalabo abantu abazibiza bethi bangamapholisa.
Ukubhubha kukamnumzana Simon Khayamoyo sokuthiye ababengamalunga ebandla lezaphu abakubandla lezanu PF becathangelwa ukuthi bengakhethwa ukuba ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe sebebalutshwana.
Ukubhubha kwakhe nokuhamba kwakhe kuleadership kuzapho kutebethi nguye bengazani kusese-active political side, not at military side.
Izolo bekulilanga lapho abakubutho abahluthuna khona intambo zombuso kumnumzana Robert Mugabe. Kambe ilizwe lakhutha ixesha lokusebenza ndawonye na?
Abantu ababevele bebheka amandla indaba yepower baba yibo bagijima phambili. Namhlanje sikubonayo yibo begijima phambili kungelaba solutions for inkinga zeZimbabwe. So ungathi wena ngezinye indlela sisuke from bad to worse.
Inhlanganiso yamatitshala emaphandleni eye-ATUS ithi amalunga ayo ayaqala namuhla ukukhalala umsebenzi phezu kodaba loholo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Isiphathamandla sebandla le-MDCT umnumzana Khaliphani Phukeni oke wavalelwa ngamapholisa ejotsholo ngeviki edluleyo, uthi bakhona abafuna ukumbulala. Uphukeni lezinye iziphathamandla zebandla bebesemhlanganweni ejotsholo ngolwesine lapho abalandwa ngamapholisa athi bahambe enkambeni njengabantu ababotshiweyo. Sixoxe loPhukeni ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ngikubingelele msakazi, ngibingelele labalaleli emakhaya. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ungakuqala umsakazi ukuthi indaba le uyikhave ngendlela ehlakaniphe ngalindlela eyokuthi awutsho ukuthi bengibotshiwe. Ngoba mawucabanga bengibotshiwe uyabe ukhuluma izifo into yenzakele ngisemthethweni, bengingabotshwanga mina. Bengibanjwe izikliwi, izikliwi ukuthiwa nguDube, bambiza bethu ngumember in charge. So member in charge lo yitaki ngesikhiwa nje ezithola isifake uniform yamapholisa, ingcolisa igama lamapholisa, ingcolisa igama lelizwe legama legovernment. Angazi lokuthi ungayibiza uthi into enjani. Akula muntu opheleleyo ongabuya ngezibhamu eziningi soyana ezinkulu elanda abantu abadala abangakwazi nokuhamba ophethe namagrenade ngaleso sikhathi ebesethi sizokuvumela nje sithule lokho. Hayi, ngizibonele lami first hand ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bahlupheka kanjani ngaphansi kwalabo abantu abazibiza bethi bangamapholisa kanti beyizikliwe. Ngifuna ukuchasisa ke wonke amapholisa awekho kanjani. Sengidilela amapholisa ahloniphekayo, aziphatha kahle nesithunzi, yikho ngisenza i-distinction.
Akhona na amanyathelo ozawathatha phezu kwalolu daba kumbe usuzachiya nje lwedlule kanje?
Angizilweli mina, sengilwela abadala abahlukumezekayo ngaphansi kwe-criminal syndicate masquerading ezamaphoyisa. So maphoyisa lana ezokuthi angazi lokuthi izakhamizi zihlala kanjani, azigadwanga, zidinga ugadwa. Akhene sithi zikliwi leziyana, kukhona engizokwenza. Angizukuyiyeka nje le ndaba, hayi for mina kodwa ukuthi izakhamizi zithi ziqhubeka phambili zikwazi ukuthi zingakangibulali leziyana ezikliwi, ukuthi kwakulo mntwana wakwaPhukeni owaphakamayo wama unga bino confusion msakazi ebefuna ukungibulala lokho nje kusegcekeni singabe sinesikhathi nje nguchaze ukuthi uhambe kanjani bebefuna ukungibulala
manje ngokubona kwakho kuyini okungaba kusenzakala lapha ikungazi umsebenzi na
hayi angifuni ukuninda ibandla lezano PF ngento engekhoyo bekungayisobandla lezano PF isikliwi lesiyana ebesisebenza lesinye isikliwi angazi noma leso sikliwi siku government noma sikubandla kodwa mfuna ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi yizikliwi hayi ukuthi umbethwa into ehlalwe phansi libandla lati phezuku kaphukene isikliwi ebesithunywe ngesinye isikliwi because bebekhuluma efonini laphana kukhulunywe nje phukene bezama nje ukuthi benze kanjani umnyama wabo ukuthi kulabafana abayi 5 abasuke eHarare abathi asiyindawo sifuna ukuhlala lapha sibona ukwenzakala nokumhlonitshwa basebebotshelwa khonoko umhlonitshwa uChief Ndlovu owasemart north ube semotweni ehlele emotweni la elindile etulinde mina wabotshelwa khonoko information yafika nje sokwathi bekufuna bona ukuthi mina ngisale ngingedwa lapha mase ngisele ngingedwa siyakwazi konke ukuthi sonke ukuthi bekuzayenzakalani kubaningi abantu bakithi abadisappear ngendlela ezifana lazena lezi ngiyababonga labano othayisekwa labangani bakhe ukuthi bahlala phana bazibabotshwe bebotshela ukuthi baboni kanti kuzophetha ngani kuzoyenzakala nempilo yami ngiyambonga umfowethu umhlonitshwa uChief Ndlovu
umnumzana Khalipani Phugeni isiphathamandla sebandla leMDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekwabulawayo sehlulekile ukukhuluma lamapholisa awejojolo ngalolu daba ukubhubha kukamnumzana Simon Khayamoyo sokuthiye ababengamalunga ebandla lezabhu abakubandla lezanu PF becatshangelwa ukuthi bengakhethwa ukuba ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe sebebalutshwana umoyo obesele minyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisikhombisa lasithupha wayeyisikhulumeli sebandla lezanu PF ubulewe ngumkhuhlane wemvukuzane izolo ngemva kokugula okwesikhathi eside ke sizwe amazwi esiphathamandla sebandla lezanu PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma exoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7
silusizi kakhulu ngokwamukela umbiko obuhlungu kangaka ukuba Nigel Heldala inkokheli yethu omunye wabaqali bendaba le ubaba uSimon Khayamoyo uselele enkosini indoda esebenze phose impilo yakhe yonke kwezepolitiki sukela ngesikhathi kususe izaphu kwanje kwaba lokubambana kwezaphu lezanu jongwe sokubunjwa izanu PF ebeyindoda emadodeni siyazi ubana nguye obephethe iofisi information and publicity kuzanu PF upoliti bureau kodwa ngenxa yokungezwa kahle kwakhe siyazi ubana ubeseke wahlala phansi isikhathi lezi yikho ubona bekulo acting secretary ubaba uBima sicabangela ukubana uzaba ngcono aphenduke kodwa uNkulunkulu usekhethile ubana athathe iluba lakhe engadini yakhe osokusele kuphela ukuthi sithi ulwile ulwa okulungileyo ubaba SK Moyo as we popularly known uqedile uhambo lwakho
umnumzana Joseph Chuma isiphathamandla sebandla lezano PF kusukela ekuqaleni komnyaka wonalo lapho owayengumsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Kembo Mohadi aze asuke esihlalweni bakhona ababecabangela ukuthi umoyo engakhethwa kulesi sikhundla ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lohalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Max Mkandla
ngokuhamba kwakhe kuchivacum lapha esindeka denayo ebandleni elibusayo ngoba na nguye kumageneration wona lana ithi enkantini yakhe kuleadership kuzapho kutethi nguye bengazani kusese-act political side not yet military side as zipra but on the side of politicians who are going to say, so come on, I saw Fadi Gile upon a Senate route. And the Gamo, the Angelin Masu party, the eight group, the Abagaba eight chief, the political, that is, the position at the Ladiana. So paid the Kotanapan. When I saw this, I was with you, who came from Mohat in a set of position with Gugan. What is that in Anapa? It is that vacuum. If vacuum and Adana equal a position in Adana, who did a lot of wood come out to put Kotanapanos of Abakanapa.
Manje ke nxa sesikhangela ukubana abanye bebecabangela ukuthi bebengasiphiwa isikhundla sokuba ngumsekeli kamongameli njengoba esesithile ulokhu bona yini ekhona owesigaba semandebeleni ongaphiwa lesi sikhundla
kathesike sokudingakala abantu abanjengojudi ujudi sinyuke kugavena kupresident minister uyongathatha lani position ngoba ngumuntu oqumileyo othuleyo kwa-accepta konke abantu that one can do ngaphandle kwalwana kakula munye umuntu ongasiphatha ngoba vele kakho abanye bathi ngusithembisonyoni asila yetu nosithembisonyoni thina ngasiyazi i-history yakhe vele political ukuzapho kakho kalo muntu nje uproject yakhe yena leyana uvumzenzele yena leyana wakhwela ngayo iproject yena leyana and so forth political ngakho lwana entweni yokuthi singakhuluma ngayo ngento yezapho kuma-position that is to strengthen i-unit leyi eyenziwa izami lezapho so ongaba khona kathe sekudeseklabula ngaphandle ukuthi bethathe from military side ama-zitra la akhona brigadiers bona laba abasepaliament and go there and try to strengthen that unit njalo kubonakala ukuthi khona izikhundla lezana ziya zinikwa ngokufanayo yini ukhanjele ukhangele wonke amaqembu nala mabili ngithola ukuthi khona positionally baba lama-influence position in that government.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Max Mkandla owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuvuyo lezibra ubexoxa ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Izolo bekulilanga lapho abakubutho abahluthuna khona intambo zombuso kumnumzana Robert Mugabe. Ibutho lathi lenze lokhu ngoba lisenza uhlelo oluthiwa Restore Legacy lapho elalifuna ukususa izikliwi ezazithiwa ziqaqele uMgabe. Kodwa kuze kube namuhla izikliwi zakhona azaziwa muntu. Kuthe ngokususwa kukaMgabe esihlalweni uZulu wamanyana lebutho kwangenwa ezitaladeni kwaba lenjabulo abantu besithi sokuza kuba lekusasa eqhakazekileyo. Kodwa iningi namuhla lithi liphakathi kobuyanga kulalapho uMgabe esabusa. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lomnumzana Bernard Bhekilizwe Ndlovu ocubungula izombusazwe.
Ngokubona kwami mina mangikhangela ngibheke emuva ngibona ithuba eladlaliswayo ithuba elokukhama ithumba esasiliphiwe njengelizwe leZimbabwe salidlalisa ladlaliswa abantu bavumela abantu ababenama what do you call ama-agenda abo a-personal awombuso awamandla aba yiwa gijima phambili instead of ukuthi kube yindaba yokuthi ilizwe leli libe senkingeni for a long time. So nanti thumba selidubuka asisebenziseni leli thuba-ke ukuthi siligame leli thumba likambe ngempela singene ezingeni elithize elikhulu akuzange kwenzakale khonoko. So abantu ababevele bebheka amandla indaba yepower baba yibo bagijima phambili namhlanje sikubonayo yibo begijima phambili kungelaba solutions for inkinga zeZimbabwe. So ungathi wena ngezinye indlela sisuke from bad to worse if ungafuna ukuthi ube ngaleyo ndlela. So is a day esiyibheka sizwe sisizwa ubuhlungu ukuthi kwadlaliswa ithuba ithubela lilihle esasiphiwe impilo asisalisebenzisanga salisebenzisa salivumela ukuthi lisetshenziswe labo bevele bezibhekela into zabo zamanga zokudinga umbuso namandla.
Wena ngokubona kwakho kuyini okwakumele kwenziwe ngemva kwekhuyo nale?
Bathatheka ababevele bedinga inkululeko, bathatheka baqileka. Njengoba ngishilo earlier, kwathi labo bevele bele khangelelo lokudinga amandla baba yibo abagijima phambili. Labo ababevele bephakathi kohambo lokudinga inkululeko yabantu baqilwa, bazitshela ukuthi sesifike ethubeni. Angithi uyabona uma ukhangela kwancediswa labo ababedinga amandla, bancediswa ngama-opposition elements, bafake ipressure kumgabe waresigna. Bathe mase bencedisiwe labo ababedinga amandla bathiwe emangweni, ababadinga amandla bayibo asebegijima phambili. Basala-ke labo ababedinga inkululeko bengasaphathanga lutho, sebephethe amanga nje, kwabuyelwa back to zero. If kwakuyikuthi kulokuhlakanipha, kwakumele ukuthi laba babedinga inkululeko basayine bengakafiki ekuthini sokuqedwa indaba kamgabe, ukuthi sisayina nje simkhiphe umgabe simkhiphelani. Njengobusho kwakumele ukuthi kuthiwe khona simkhiphele ukuthi kube le government yomanyano, ilokhuzeni i-government of national lokhuzeni of unit. Akuzange kwenziwe lokho. So kwaba lobugalachane obuthize, baqilwa laba babedinga umbuso, ababedinga inkululeko, bazithola sebeqiliwe ekugcineni sebeyizithutha. Yibo ubuthutha esiphakathi kwabo namhlanje obuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu uma ubheke emuva. Lithuba eladlaliswayo, kalakatha ethuba eladlaliswayo.
Umnumzana Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu ucubungula ezombusazwe. Ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseSouth Africa. Ugatsha lwezempila kahle lubika ukuba kulomuntu oyedwa obulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo, kuthi abalichumi lanye babanjwa igciwane le-coronavirus. Lolu gatsha lubika ukuba kulabantu abazinkulungwane eziyisithupha 6,259 abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala ye-COVID-19 izolo, kuthi abedlula kancane inkulungwane ezine 4,085 bahlatshwa ijekiseni yesibili.
Lo ngumsakazo weStudio 7. Sisakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Yabo!
Okumanje isikhangelo esiphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leNewsday lilodaba lokuthi inhlanganiso yamatitshala emaphandleni e-ATUS ithi amalunga ayo ayaqala namuhla ukukhalala umsebenzi phezu kodaba lwoholo. Lokhu kwenzakala sokusele iviki nje kuphela ukuthi kulotshwe imihloliso ka-Grade 7 leye O le-A level. Iphephandaba leHerald lithi uhulumende uzathenga amandla kagetsi kwele Mozambique lele Zambia ukuze enelise ukuqeda udubo lwamandla la elizweni. Okwamanje sengilithiya izandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani kuStudio 7, nikhuluma noMkhize lapha ePlumtree South. Yazi sinenkinga ngempela ePlumtree South, besacela ukukhala mpela kumhlonishwa uDingimuzi Phuthu ukuthi njengommeli wethu ngapha akungenani akazozama ukuthi asiphandele amadamu. Sinenkinga yamadamu, amadamu ethu uyawazi uke wawabala yena, wabale ngumuntu ozowalungisa. Besikhala mpela kuwe mhlonishwa Dingimuzi Phuthu ukuthi njengoba ungummeli wethu uthi na uthi usimele ePhalamende, kukhona into ebambekayo osimele ngayo, hayi ukuthi usimele nje singaboni lutho. Siyacela mpela mhlonishwa ukuthi okungenani mathathu amadamu esikhala ngakakhulu, usiphandele elilodwa lakhona nje nokuhwaya mhlawumbe emaceleni ngoba ngendlela endleleni inkomo ezisokola ngakhona ezifela ngakhona emadamu zibanja udaka. Nawe uma kungawenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe ngezakho inkomo eziphuza ngaleya ndlela ngikuthande. Zama mpela mdlonisho ukuthi uzosamela mpela usiphandele lawo madamu. Okungenani nilodwa mpela ngoba uma kunje inkomo ziyasokola. Ziyasokola. Izulu alikani kahle zibanjwa udaka ziyafa. Inyama ibudikidiki inkomo zifela edakeni. Hayi zama mpela mdlonisho ukuthi uzwazi. Uyamadameta ePlumtree nje South Dakota khona boma 15 kilometers 20 ikhona phezu khona uyakwazi ukuthi iwapha amadamu engikhuluma ngayo. Siyabonga. Ngikhabazela lo okhulumayo ePlumtree ebulili mamangu. Ngiyabonga.
Eh bantu bezimbabwe ngiyalivingelela lo. Ngithi bakithi ake lisikhulumele lo hulumende wezano PF. Ikakhulu member we agriculture, Minister of Agriculture. Uthi athi nxa kuvunwa kwezinye indawo amabele echitheka pho wakho umsebenzi kuyini. Thina phela vele sisebenzela bona sithole imali bona ibabathatha amabele besiyathengisa phandle kwelizwe bethole imali befake ezikhwameni zabo bekhiphe okungamabhondi kwabo bezonika thina. So abake basikhangele lathi njengesizwe sibili basihloniphe futhi lathi njengabantu ngoba kungeke kuvunwe khonapha e-ada kuyeqe kuyevune ePlumtree. Ah, vele azange saphila njalo thina. Sesize sikhumbula abamhlophe noma kuthiwa babencindezela babethi bevuna lathi besivuna.
Salibonani, salibonani balandeli nabalaleli bestudio 7 kuzo zonke izindawo lapha ekhona. Okhulumayo lona nguVusani ngiseJohannesburg weSouth Africa. Okokuqala ngizothanda ukubingelela nje ngathi umndeni wami wonke. Ngizawuqala ke ngodadewethu osekhaya eGwanda laphana usimama. Ngithi sawubona dadewethu nabo bonke abazukulu abasekhaya. Ngibuye ngijampe ngize lapha engikhona kweSouth Africa ngibingelele uThemba uAlex umnye wethu. Okokuqala ngibe sengibuya kuwe dadewethu Zandile laphayana. Ngithi sawubona ntombi enhle, sawubona ntombi esikhulile. Bese ngithi njalo mfowethu laphana Victor kunye nenkosikazi wakho. Bese ngithi ngijampeleke kubazukulu bonke ngithi precious mzukulu wami mama kaStina laphana eAlexandra eBongani eThembisa Dennis eFowezi uPercy eCosmos City uMinki abazukulu bonke nje bese ngibingelela inkosikazi yami ngokuphindwe kuwe laphana Melamisi ngithi abantwana abadatshulwa yimina bonke ubonani ubonelo kanye nawe bandile intando yami enkulu kakhulu bese ngibingelela nje bonke abazukulu engibachileyo isihlobo nabangani modadewethu khona ngapha eCape Town chila oagreement obujudi zonke nje abazala bami abophamela abochele ngibingelela bonke nje kuzo zonke indawana ngithanda ukubonga Studio 7 angizokuqhela kakhulu namhlanje nithe nami ke ngibingelele abomndeni wami bese ngisithi mina okugcina siyalibona iqembu lesizwe nanti impela kuthiwa liyadlala uyazi kwesinye isikhathi uzube namahloni ekuthini thina njengabantu basemathebeleni siyabe sinomdlandla nale nto yokuthi ayi lona yilizwe impela lalapho esidabuka khona nathi sifuna ukuthi kodwa masithi siyabhekisisa kuma-lineups lana uyazi kuyabe kubalwe kwabalwa kwabalwa hhayi akekho umuntu esimbona iqhamuka kwelakithi uhlangothi le nto isuke buhlungu ngoba thina emsebenzini sabe sihlangene nabantu ngathi cishe base-South Africa sisade akuthi sibone le yawazi nani umdlandla wabantu mabebukela ibhola umdlalo omnandi kodwa uthi uyabheka uthola ukuthi akukho nokuwodwa ngathi ubani uyambona owakithi lona indaba yebholeni lasezimbabwe ikolibona kunje ibhola lasezimbabwe lahlanganiswa nepolitiki kunzima kubuhlungu kuyahela kithi kwesinye isikhathi sigcina sesingasenalo uthando sivele sithi ayi ake siyeke ngoba nathi sesilinde ukuthi mhlazana kuyokhululeka imiphakazi mhlawumbe kwazise sizababona okhumalo sizobabona ondlovu sibabona ondiweni bonke labo isibongo esiyabe sikhangelela ukuthi sisebenzisane kunye lazo. Ngiyabonga kakhulu kuzo zonke izindawana. Ngiyavalelisa kuStudio 7 kusho ukuthi kwelizayo ngiyabe sengikhuluma-ke ngesijwayele ukukhuluma izinsolo esihlala sizibona zisenziwa ikakhulu libandla lezanu PF. Ngiyabonga.
Livuka njani bantu bakithi, bantu bemalunku ngapho eLupane, livuswa nguNhlanhla Mahlangu ohlala eBotswana eFrance Town. Livusa bonke abangaziyo, mvuse umama onanhlanhla konqube komatshivovo, mvuse unkomo RJ, mvuse umdala usathulana uNdevula, ngivuse umalume wami uPaul Ngwenya osamthulisi, lo mzamo uJabulani Ngwenya, ngiye ekana elusulu, mvuse ubaba uJoel Mahlangu, osonta iziyoni ngithi baba linjani liyaphila yini ngiyeqinga ubuye emalungu ngapha lapho endihlala khona ngivuse osapro ngivuse abakomoses chuma ngivuse bonke nje abangaziyo engafunda lapho esikolo semalungu ngivuse bonke abemazwideni kompofu ngale ngithi ngivuswa ngohlanhla mahlango echangane omachivoko ngiyabonga
Studio 7, Studio 7. Hey, Gibbs, from Tembo. Sikhuzeleni amashona please sikhuzeleni amashona bekele kuzoinvesta ubulawayo bavethe maplazini ngathi siyefo ifunga investa ubulawayo anti zwile ukuthi nge Wednesday Thursday benzeni lapha na ku 57 hayi 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 madoda isikila amashona isixolele mbijana ngobulawayo emathirelend sikhuzeleni amashona gifts labo ntungameni koma khona besiyekele thina ngasiya rari siya bakusiya ba invetele into zabo khona abasikele into zethu la hayi zamanini lisikhuzela abantu abalibatshela ukuthi sesikhathele ngabo sisithina komthwakazi sifuna ukwehlukana labo lathi sibe sizodwa labo bebodwa hayi besihloniphe abantu labo besihloniphe phakamthembu khumisana labo
lawo bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu angelani lokwenza le studio 7 elisithumele ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 kwezemelika intengo yempahla lokudla iqhubeka iqansa kwelemelika osekubangele ukuthi uhulumende athi kumele kuthathwe amanyathelo ngesiphangiphangi intengo yamafutha ezimoto isiqanse ngesilinganiso singakaze sibonakale kuleli lizwe kuminyaka engamachumi amathathu adluleyo sixoxele isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala edolobheni leNew York umnumzana Busani Ntini uze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Umnotho weMelika yebo ungani awumanga kuhle kodwa uma sithi siyabheka ayikwenzakali kumnotho weMelika wodwa. Nxa sikhuluma ngenotho into okumele sizikhangele zimbalwa enza zithinta and amanamba la avela kakhulu kibo IMF la World Bank lamanye nje ama publishers singakhayela lokho kuthiwa i-real GDP sikhangele njalo inflation khangele i-unemployment sibe sesibheka lalokho kuthiwa i-consumer price index ngesikhiwa ungakhangela ele Melika uma ngithi ngiyalikhompeya lamanye amazwe kulokho kuthiwa i-GDP ngo-2020 bebele negative 3.4% ukuthi i-GDP yehla nge-3.4% kodwa ungakhangela amanye amazwe umhlaba wonke la wehla i-GDP nge-3.1% wathi la ma-economies othiwa ngama-advanced economies bona i-GDP yawo yehla nge-4.5% ama-emerging economies yona yehla ngo-2020 nge-2.1% ikakhulu imbangela kuma-emerging economies kuyi-China i-China yona iyodwa yaba le 2.3% ukukhwela kwe-GDP ngo-2020. Ngo-2021, ele Melika sibone i-GDP yawo ikhwela nge-6%, umhlaba jikelele yakhwela nge-5.9%, ama-advanced economy yakhwela ngama-5.2%, ama-emerging economies yakhwela nge-6.4%. Ngo-2022 khangelelwa ukuthi ele Melika i-GDP yabo izakhwela nge-5.2 amanye amazwe wonke jikele i-4.9 ama-advanced economy 4.5 ama-emerging economies ube yi-5.1 yebo khona okuhluphayo kodwa ungathiwa i-US yena kodwa yenza ngcono kulamanye amazwe emhlabeni amazwe amqotho singabali amazwe anjengase-Africa.
Ngokubona kwakho isimo somnotho welizwe singaba sibangelwa na yikungaqhubi kuhle umsebenzi kukamongameli Joe Biden kumbe yikuswelakala nje kwenhlanhla ngenxa ye-COVID-19?
Umnotho weMelika awumanga awumanga kuhle umi Mazonzo hathi ngokuthi nguBiden osebafisile. Lokhu kuyenzakala ngaphi la ngaphi ngoba vele yona into yomnotho ifana leviri ebhodayo. So kusiya ngokuthi wena ufike kungaphi njalo kwenzakalani emhlabeni. Siyabona ukuthi uBiden ungene kule COVID-19 pandemic. Ipandemic yiyo kakhulu engantho yahlupha ezomnotho.
Umnumzana Busane Ntini isizalane seZimbabwe esihlala edolobheni leNew York ngapha kweMelika. Singakagqibi uhlelo lwanamhlanje ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Isiphathamandla sebandla leMDCT umnumzana Khaliphani Phugeni oke wavalelwa ngamapholisa eJotsholo uthi bakhona abafuna ukumbulala. Amatitshala enhlanganiso iArtus athi ayaqala namhlanje ukukhalala umsebenzi phezu kodaba lweholo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande ngesithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye. Abanganelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.